at the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returning to the Middle East as a proposed Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal hangs in the balance. That follows the weekend dramatic rescue of four hostages in Gaza.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes. If you want to alleviate the terrible suffering of Palestinians in Gaza, press Hamas to say yes.
Blinken says that Israel has signed off on the proposal.
The only party that has not accepted, the only party that's not said yes, is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council approving its first resolution endorsing the ceasefire plan. That vote Monday on the resolution was 14-0. Russia abstained. Also at SRNnews.com, Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference heralding the company's move into a generative artificial intelligence.
The conference marks Apple's late arrival to a technological frontier that's expected to be as revolutionary as the invention of the iPhone. The widely anticipated display of AI to be embedded in the iPhone will be the marquee moment of the event. The gathering previews the next version of software that powers Apple's hardware lineup.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. After Federal Reserve officials meet this week, a statement they will issue may suggest they've seen meaningful progress on inflation, a possible prelude to eventual interest rate cuts. But it is expected Chair Jerome Powell will likely reiterate the Fed officials need further confidence that inflation is returning. This is SRN News. A new poll when it comes to church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in South Dakota will again decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monet Johnson's office has validated the measure for the general November election ballot, but it will be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on the question. 24 states have legalized pot for recreational purposes. This is SRN News. A section of Wyoming Highway 22 has closed after what authorities call a catastrophic landslide.
A massive chunk of the Teton Mountain Highway that links Jackson, Wyoming to small towns in eastern Idaho has collapsed from edge to edge. Aerial footage shows part of the guardrail dangling into the void, and a large section of the pavement is missing. Authorities said Saturday that luckily the road was closed at the time. Engineers sent to inspect the road after a motorcycle accident discovered a crack in a drop that had started to move. It's a vital artery for people who live in Idaho and work in the expensive tourist town, which is also close to Grand Teton National Park. The alternate route through Victor, Idaho, goes more than 60 miles out of the way. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon said the Transportation Department is working on a long-term solution to rebuild the critical roadway. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street numbers Monday. The Dow was up 69 points. S&P 500 ahead 13. More details at srnnews.com.